Yeah, I think he's coming in. That's right. He's no second door on the right. Second door on the left.
He got a key?
No, second door on the left is open. I open the second door on the left for him. Because people walk in when I'm by myself. You can even open. But I told him to come to the second door. I didn't know you were coming, but I told him to come to the second door on the left.
Okay.
I unlock it for him. Tell Sean I said hi. I unlock it for him. Because when I'm by myself, people walk in on me. Hello, good morning. How are you this morning?
Is Mark coming?
Huh?
Is Mark coming tomorrow? I have to go to the doctor's tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. I don't know. I think he is.
Okay.
Sticks is off.
Yeah, he told me he's taking off a month.
Texted me this morning, told me things are going pretty good for him. I said, okay.
That's good.
So, that's good. And I'll get Rufus on that call on those calls on Monday.
Already, I sent it to him.
I know. No, but I'll encourage him to do it.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, you know, because you know, a lot of folks get on a lot of stuff. You got Phil Warren talking about getting on this. You got a lot of folks telling folks that this is going to work.
Well,
so sometimes you just need reaffirmation.
It's just about money that's available now.
Oh man, yes. I'm going down to what's his name tonight, Jeff. I'm going to Cleveland this afternoon with Sandy to the Cleveland Clinic, and then I'm going to the Spread Eagle Tavern for a tobacco lobby fundraiser.
Okay. Well, he needs to make amends.
Who?
Dave Johnson.
With who?
With you.
Oh, hell, I got Tom McCabe on my back now.
Well, we'll see. Because the more they marginalize you, the more they marginalize black people, period. And if they want to...
Tom still hasn't... You know, things are totally, totally different.
Tom, I spoke to Tom twice yesterday. He didn't say nothing to me. So, like I said, I really don't care.
But you understand what... That this past dinner.
Are we on air?
Oh, yeah.
We're not live there. We're not Facebook.
Okay.
No blog talk.
Oh, well, anybody.
Blog talk.
Yeah, I don't know why we can't get our audience back again.
Because it's supposed to work. They were busy. They
were tired. Yeah, but they weren't working before.
No, but remember, it was earlier. And you rolled out.
This is true.
We came on at 9. Now we can probably say I think we need to start doing that maybe in the fall. Right now we just need to build up the outside audience, show a difference, get some appetizers, and get it right.
Right.
And that's what I'm working on right now. I've got to go get some appetizers. Go get some folks. Get them on here and start spreading the word. Getting back on and talking to
Josh about becoming more regionalized locally. So today I want to talk about the election last night. I want to talk about the manipulation.
Local or?
So they
thought that if Youngblood lost, they had Mike Wright sitting in the back and cooking his Julius.
Uh-uh. Mike was just on his own trajectory. Mike liked Andrew Mahone.
Gelato told me.
What?
Put Mike in there.
Who put Mike in there?
The party did. Can't even know.
Who?
Kenny Simon.
Oh, they put him in there.
Yeah. You know, Mike has been a mean Mike, Kenny, and the Kansas and the Harrison.
I thought Mike was.
I thought Mike was.
Ohio, families, and
not because Simon's no more.
I don't know how or why that happened. Yes.
You ready?
I feel so abused. I feel so unwanted.
Yeah.
Huh?
Jeff bit the dust.
Oh, put your mic up and turn it on because I don't think it's up. It's on?
No.
Aha.
Yeah,
well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Today is, can you believe it, today is like the 9th of May 2019, and I am here in studio with Jeff. I'm waiting on Dr. Hill to come in, and today is the day after election here in Mahoning County, and I don't know what happened in your neck of the woods, but this is not good.
What's not good?
We have 150,000 eligible voters registered in Mahoning County. And at the end of the night, we had 17,000 people vote. But listen, that's like 10.9% of the electorate voted yesterday. Now, you have to understand the environment that we live in. For those of you who do not know, see, in an election process, usually there's a two-process system. You have the primary and you have the general. Well, for decades, the primary was just, if you won the primary, you ruled the roost. You won.
Right.
And so now, people didn't pay attention yesterday.
Right.
Jeff, they passed a sales tax.
I saw that they passed a sales tax. Is that by
seven? No, that's not a renewal, but 70%.
Yeah.
70. So of the 10,000 people that voted.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I worked in neighborhoods where you had some poor neighborhoods. And when I looked at the count on the sales tax, it passed in the city by 75-80%.
We don't know any difference.
Why do we vote for taxes and just want to make life hell for everybody else that has money?
that's the people that have money's problem.
Well, they're going to have
no. The people too. The problem that we have is the people that have money make sure the people that don't have money stay ignorant.
Well, this is true too.
And they never. And the reason why they keep them ignorant is because I think they believe if we keep you ignorant or we keep you marginalized, you won't compete with me.
Won't compete. You won't complain.
And so, if you look at what's going on in the Mahoning Valley in Youngstown City, 700 people, I believe, picked a second ward councilman. Now, I'm not mad that Jimmy won. Congratulations, y'all.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, that's a precinct. You understand that?
Yeah.
That's the whole ward, Jeff. You have to understand, the whole ward was based down to half a precinct. So you have at least six precincts inside of one ward.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to 10 people in each ward to pick your, or 100 people in each ward to pick your councilman. And most people don't even know what the councilman does. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
So listen, yesterday as a Board of Elections official, I go out and see the people and go to different precincts, different
sure.
wards, and different polling places. And so I'm at one of the polling places, and I'm not going to say where. So one of the candidates are there.
Yeah.
And so they have people at the places with you know, their little papers
yeah.
to hand to you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody comes and hands me the little lady's paper. The lady who's actually running is standing there looking at me.
never says, hi, my name is, will you vote for me? Hey, can I get a cup of coffee? Look at me, I'm trying to run for you. She has no idea.
Did you bring pizza?
You see her hit me?
Yes, I did. I saw that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I said, are you kidding me? And then also, Jeff, don't get me wrong. When do we start? Look, we need to lift the standard of dress.
Oh, at the polls?
Period.
Oh, yeah.
Your politicians, your public leaders walk out and look as though they are in a going. How can you aspire to become anything when you look like a bum, too?
Well,
the bums need a king.
But the problem is the bums need a king, and they're trying to king over me. I don't need bums leading me. Come on now. You need to take some pride if you're going to lead, but you can't walk around looking like your subjects if you're trying to lead somebody to go somewhere.
So you know that was real funny, don't you?
What was real funny?
The bums need a king. That was funny. And that...
I'll patent that.
Yeah, you just see. Bums need a king too.
The problem is the bums king's trying to king over me. You can't do that. You understand? You're supposed to be better than me, bigger than me, brighter than me, something. And listen, we knocked. I got another question for you. My tax returns.
Yeah.
The guy who files them.
Yeah.
Me. And the IRS.
Yeah.
Them is the three people that I know that have my tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
Please explain to me how the New York Times could possibly ever get 10 years.
They have your tax returns? New York Times?
They might. But how do you get 10 years of tax returns?
Teacher, I have a conspiracy theory.
I'm listening.
I think that this is a direct Bill Clinton steal. Because what that tax record shows is that a man lost $1 billion.
That's not illegal.
Not illegal. He used everything he could. Reinvested money during the time of his $1 billion loss and then remade all of that money, writing off that $1 billion over 10 years.
Teacher, I did not ask you that, Mr. Jeffrey.
That's
Mr. Jeffrey Green,
not illegal.
I did not ask you either one. I asked you how in the world. No, teacher, we're not getting there. No, teacher, no. The question is, how did you get my tax return?
Because your guy leaked it on purpose.
Who?
The preparer. This is a Clinton move.
You say the preparer?
Yes.
He had his preparer?
Yes.
Trump had his preparer leaked him?
Absolutely.
So now, because see, this, no, don't get me wrong.
This helps Donald Trump, not her.
Because you have to understand, Donald Trump is the king. If you want to talk about kings, he's king of the loops. If there's a loophole, Donald Trump, I promise you, if you look back over the years, of his leadership, Donald Trump is the king of the loophole.
Loopholes aren't illegal either.
That's not the point. But he is the king of it.
Which is my point.
But my question is, how did he get out?
I told you how it got out.
His preparer leaked it.
Yes, on purpose.
That means he was paid.
Well, not necessarily.
Why would you do it for free?
Because he already makes money.
Why would you leak it for free?
Because remember, free is not. See, we always equate free to money. See, there comes a point in time when money is not the object; it's the game. Money is just what's used as the game of life. When we play money Monopoly, we had the little hat and cat and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
These people are playing. Their money is like Monopoly money, because none of it matters. When they lose it, it's like losing money off a board. My problem is how do I join the club so I can play the Monopoly on the board? Because I want to play with their Monopoly game, not mine.
There you go. That's the key.
And my question is, why is it in our society
that's
we are not aspiring to become to where we're playing the real Monopoly game and not the Monopoly on the board?
Yeah, that's what all the big boys do.
Because, see, remember, there's a game in America where it's way past. They're making money to make ends meet.
Yeah.
They're just making money because they go to work and they like what they do.
I totally agree. Totally agree. But once again.
But you didn't ask me on purpose?
On purpose.
Maybe so.
Bill Clinton, don't you remember how the Clintons used to do stuff?
Well, I mean,
they would release something that had a potential for it to be bad ahead of time. So when you released it, then
the
everybody
would go.
Rrr.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Trump is the master of it.
This is a counterbalance. You know what a counterbalance is? It's a bomb that they release from jets and tankers and stuff to draw the weapon off because the heat-seeking missiles will go toward that which is hot. So they do these starbursts. They release the starburst, and then the missile locks in on the starburst and goes blows the starburst up and leaves the plane alone. That's what just happened.
But Trump, don't get me wrong. Trump is a master manipulator. My question is, but you have to understand, the American people are not asking the question of how in the world. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I watch the media on television, and I believe that you're true. I believe that I believe more of what you said than anything else I've heard. But what I'm saying is, no one is asking the question: if the New York Times got his,
they can get yours.
Can they get mine?
Sure, they can.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you follow me? The question is, I'm so engulfed in how he did this, he didn't pay this, he didn't got this, because we covered things. My question is, why isn't anybody asking? Is there a problem here? Because if you got his, poor little me.
It ain't that difficult to get yours. Not at all.
Don't be scared. Get mine. You'll get yours.
I'm just saying. I mean, and Americans are not paying attention to the reading between the lines, what's going on with the bait and switch, how they have us off focus. And that's why I said today I want to talk about mind control, because I want to get to infant mortality. But I also want to get to what's going on in the nation and why people aren't checking out. Yesterday, you have to understand, we passed a countywide tax with less than 20% of the electorate voting. We have city government. We have people running for office that's going to leave me in your business, Dr. Hill. I don't know about you.
No one knew there was an election.
And the question is, why is it that the people that had money, the people who had stuff on the ballot, didn't tell people that there was an election? Because there was nothing exciting about anyone, and they had that one. They didn't want you to know because they didn't want you to say no.
Probably.
And anytime I don't want something to happen, I leave it alone. If you want to talk about voter suppression, yesterday was voter suppressed.
It was voter suppression yesterday, and it was black people, white people, and Hispanic people, etc. And so it was no thing. That was a slow day.
I went to vote. Don't get me wrong. It don't take many. I'm usually one or two. I'm with that. But I went to vote, and the other side usually has a couple hundred. They had like four precincts in one location, and they only had 100 people vote. And I went to vote at 2:30. and then I went. Oh, and I'm gonna slow down because I went over to East High School, and I've got to take a break pretty soon. I went over to East High School because they named the gymnasium after Claude Bentley.
Okay.
And I want to, Claude Bentley. That was my cat. And when I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna talk about that.
My big brother.
But the disorder. The reason why we can't function anywhere is because no one teaches us organization when we're kids. We'll be right back. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Oh, man, they named it after Claude.
Yeah.
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're on. I can hear you. We're live. You can still hear.
Okay, I can't hear me. I can't.
What's this?
I
can. You might want to turn it up because Mark can't hear. You should only be hearing in one ear.
Okay.
Louder, any louder?
Hello.
Is it any louder?
Not really.
Okay, hold on.
I can hear you.
Any louder now?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Are you...
Am I what?
Do you hear in one ear or two?
One, here.
How about you?
Left.
Jeff?
One.
You're in one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not illegal to lose money. It's not.
No, it's illegal to lose money because every time I lose money, I cry.
You may not like it, but it's not illegal.
It's illegal to lose money because when I lose money, I cry. It just makes me sad.
If you lose money and you don't get a ticket, you're okay.
You know, to pull off, to lose money, but to make money after losing money is an art.
It's an art.
And that's what he calls it, an art of the deal. He didn't say what deal he was cutting.
It's an art.
He said an art.
Listen, he bought out his investment. Well, I'll wait till we go back. You want to get onto this by 11:30?
Yeah.
Okay. You get on to Infinite Mortality by 11:30.
Right. But I want to get before you go there. I want to get on. I do want to talk about mind control and slavery.
Oh yeah. Excellent.
Because I'm going to tie that bow on it. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I'm Tracy Wimbush. Got Dr. Rodney Hill in studio. I've got Jeff Brins with me. And I'm here, and we're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. If you're looking for replacement windows, if you're looking for to do some remodeling on your house, if you're looking for a good company that's not going to take you for a ride, you want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW and tell them that Tracy Wimbush sent you. So I am trying to tell you, 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys.
Well, but no one knew there was an election.
Listen, but no one cared. I don't want you to know that there's an election. Because if you know, you might not take it the way I want you to go. Remember, there was no money in the election because no one cared. See, when no one cares about city government, when no one puts any money in it, that's not healthy. That's not healthy when people don't care if Manny, Mo, and Jack are running the largest mass of land in the city. Listen, do you understand that we only pay our entry-level officers $15 an hour, and it takes them something like 10 years to get to $25 an hour? You can go to Akron tomorrow, get a job, and make $26.
And I'm going to Akron.
That's the problem. And we have investment here. See, it's not like we're talking about pack up and leave. You got investment here. You got things going on here. Right now, and we're going to go at the bottom of the hour, Jeff, and I want to bring it in. Right now, we're like disproportionately off the chart in the Mahoning Valley about how babies die when they get here. And now, and what my confusion is, and maybe you guys can help me out. Hmm. Right now, we are in the sweet spot of America, in my opinion. I was talking to some friends of mine yesterday in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Youngstown is the sweet spot of the whole country.
Yeah. Why?
Geographically located. Mm-hmm. We got water. We got land. We got rail. We got electrical grids. We got everything but sunshine.
75% of the population
of the United States
is accessible from right here.
By car.
Halfway between Chicago and New York.
By car.
City.
By car. Within 8 hours.
Yeah.
So tell me, why is it that we look like we got a booger on our nose and no company wants to come here? We're not growing, and don't get me wrong, and no one is paying attention to the city leaders. Remember, whoever runs your city, people have no idea. City councilmen are not your garbage collectors and your pothole identifiers.
Don't worry, Tracy, because after GM gets rid of the union contract, something else is going to locate out there, and you're also going to have several other warehouses.
Jeff, let's try this again. Trumbull County, Mahoning County, Lordstown, Youngstown. I'm talking about geographically, Youngstown City right now is a vacuum of a – and we're getting sucked in by something, and we're not quite sure what, because economic development is not renovating here in the city of Youngstown. When we are building an – that's the question.
I got the answer.
What is it?
You don't have anybody doing development in the city of Youngstown. You don't have anybody going out and making something happen with all these freaking resources we have right here, with all the land and infrastructure that is right here, nobody is going and developing it.
We have one. When you travel throughout the city of Youngstown, we have a beautiful area in which we live. It is aesthetically gorgeous. It needs some massaging. It needs a little love. But we got everything you need to build an empire. And here we are looking like Cowpoke America. And you got Westerville going down there looking like Norman Rockwell, making hundreds of millions of dollars and doing just well. Kids going to school, getting an education. And here we look like, can you help me out, please? Because I don't know what I'm going to do. But I ran for office, and I want you to come and help me. Are you kidding me?
Now, who are you supposed to be?
I don't know. I would like to know. I really would like to know. Write the name down on a pad so I can
laugh.
Who are
you supposed to be? Please.
What? I'm just saying. This doesn't make sense.
Take her coffee away, please.
She's just, listen, I don't know. There's got to be something else in that coffee today. What the waka flocka?
What? Let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you what's wrong with me. I'm broke, busted, disgusted. I'm fed up to here. I live in one of the best places in America. We got great people here. Things are going haywire, and I can't comprehend why nothing is moving forward. And everybody's sitting around talking about, I think we're going to be fine. I won. Won what?
Who won? Who won?
And I look at the list of independents, and I say, oh, Jesus, please don't let none of them win. Are you kidding me?
Listen, I got to know that list, because I just want to know, because I know there's two independents coming in the
two independents? No, we got like 12 people. It's like, we'll work for food.
For council?
For council. I need a job. I'm going to run for council. And who are you? You don't go to council meetings. What are you doing? Where are you going? Do you understand the government? Do you understand how this thing works?
By the way, who won?
Where?
First ward?
Yesterday.
Julius won the first ward.
Julius
okay.
Oliver won the first ward.
Jimmy Hughes
won
the second.
I endorsed him.
Who won the second?
Jimmy Hughes?
Really?
Jimmy Hughes.
I don't know who's running.
How could he not win it? There's no way Jimmy Hughes does. I don't know why he wants to do it.
You want me to tell you why? I can tell you why.
Going for mayor.
No, because Jimmy's sitting back looking at the sidewalk going, I got my investment here, and I'm getting old too, and people are crazy. You got to understand.
That's nice. I hope that's
you got to understand, we have to start investing back in the community in which we live. If we don't start seeding our own community, we're going to lose it. And we're going to be some old people sitting at Dandridge Nursing Home. Come on, somebody please change my diaper.
With educated people from the Youngstown school system.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And don't get me wrong. They're going to be at every STNA in America is going to be at every nursing home in the Mahoning Valley.
You know,
and when you have no, and hold on, and when you have a whole lot of money, you better hope you get sick where you want to stay, because you can't travel unless you got a whole lot more.
I think that I'll become a suicide bomber.
I told you, old people prison is real.
Strap a bomb to my wheelchair and drive into something. I don't know what.
I'm serious.
I ain't gonna hurt no young people.
I gotta take it. Women, listen to this. I go over to East High School. Now, East High School used to be able to vote there, but you can't vote there because they don't want adults in the building, because we're killing, you know, kids are killing people, and people are killing kids and coming into buildings and killing people, so we got to keep the kids safe. We said, well, listen, we'll put a security officer there. No, we don't want anybody in the building. That's just too safe. So we have an opening, so I have to go through security. They're putting them in a little cart in there. They've got a little black and white thing. I come out looking like a little raisin, and I go in. Now, Claude Bentley, I love him.
Yeah,
I love Claude Bentley.
That was a good friend.
He was amazing. I know the organizations that we have in town. And you know what? Everybody might just get on the hate me bandwagon today. And, you know, I'm broke. Everybody's got more money than me. Everybody's got more money than me.
No, don't bet on
it. Hear me what I'm saying. And I see what we spend on clothes and shoes. And I said we. On clothes and shoes.
Yeah.
And they are clapping over a $2,000 scholarship like we gave him something. And the kids are checked out in the stands. And I'm going, are you kidding me? You think you've done something?
Now, who got the $2,000?
Some kid that played football.
Oh, well, good for him.
You missed my point.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, we can't raise more than $2,000 to give to a kid for a Clyde Bentley scholarship inside of a high school, and they want to charge for the – do you know they changed the name back to the East High Golden Bears because they got a big panther on the wall, spent something like $500,000 to do so? You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I'll be right back.
So now they changed the Golden Bears. They were the Panthers or something.
Listen, you got to understand what has happened. The East High Golden Bears, they changed the name when I was on the board to they changed it to the East High Golden Panthers.
Just the Panthers. And that was
And they let the kids pick the name. They got this big panther on the wall. They got this black panther. Well, he was really cool. But because the alumni had to have bears, and all of them dead, old, busted, and disgusted, they went and had Mohip because he's athletically inclined. He wants people to get him, and it does help kids, you know, with incentive, behavior modification to play athlete. No problem. But over here, they changed the whole system back to the East High Golden Bears. Almost spent, if I'm not mistaken, almost $500,000 to do so. Because you had to get new uniforms, change logos, change this, change signs, change this, and make it a bear. And then you're going to be clapped for a $2,000 scholarship for a kid?
So are you saying that money was wasted?
Our priorities are misaligned. Are you kidding me? Right now, we had more people going to walk-ins for the prom than we can get for parent-teacher conference.
That's true.
Decaf. Oh. Decaf.
Valium.
No, decaf. I am on my, like, decaf.
I'm Valium.
I'm just saying.
Do this.
As I go through the world, people are frustrated.
Are we back on the air?
On every level.
Oh, okay.
We never go off the air, Doctor.
No, man, we're back on.
We're not on WHKZ.
Yeah.
No, but we're on Facebook Live and you're on Blog Talk.
Okay.
It never goes off.
Okay.
So don't say anything you don't want anybody else to hear.
Okay. I'm running for president.
Dario Hunter's going to run against you, right? Because he's running too.
Okay.
Where did he go to run? Because he's nowhere in the limelight. I don't hear nothing from Dario Hunter.
Hey, Josh, give me a music bed for a minute.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, it's for real.
Oh.
Tracy is on fire.
She's not on fire. I'm back. I'm back. And if I see your name on any of the campaign finance lists, I'm flat your tires. I'm not on fire. I'm not on fire.
Is that somebody's campaign
no.
finance
list?
Independence.
Oh.
You said you were. I'm back. Okay.
Those people are running?
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. The Fred Moran family is a staple in the community, and they want to see you, and they want to help you with your efficiency in your home when it comes to your heating and your cooling. So if you're looking to remodel, you need windows, you need siding, you want to give Fred Moran and Window World of Youngstown a phone call. And you want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW and tell them that you heard it on Tracy and Friends, please. And I'm in studio with Jeff Green and Dr. Rodney Hill. And I just handed them the independent list of people who are running in the city of Youngstown. So now I want to get to infant mortality because I was listening to the governor, and he was talking about infant mortality, and he was talking about what's going on in our community, in our state. And the number that I heard from Youngstown is, like, astronomical. And then the number that I heard in the black community is just off the charts. Dr. Hill.
Yes.
Please explain.
Please explain.
You're the OBG. You're the baby doctor.
Okay. Please explain what?
What in the world right now? You got right now we got heartbeat bills.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, we got heartbeat bills because we act like we care about the kids, but then we don't care about the kids because we don't want the heartbeat. But if the heart beats, then and it comes out and they die, we got a problem. But if they're in the womb, in the tomb, and they die, it's okay. So I'm confused by why do we care if they come out and die, and if we in, we don't care. I don't know why that is. So when you're in the tomb, if you're in the tomb and you die, we care.
Well,
but if you come out the tomb.
When you're in the tomb.
Yeah, when you're in the womb.
You said tomb.
That's what I said.
You said tomb.
That's what I said. Tomb, womb, same thing.
No, difference.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Not in America.
In America, it all depends. Because if you are an abortionist, then it's a tomb. Because right now, seriously, we say that we care about this and we care about that, but when you look at what's going on, do we really care about either one? Because they're screaming out, infant mortality is so high, babies are dying. Why do we care about that?
Why do we care? We should care. The question is why we do not. I guess that's the question.
But abortion is pro-choice in these women's rights groups over here. I'm confused. I'm serious. I can't get it straight.
I mean, I guess the question is, does anyone care? A lot of times people care about whatever it is they say they care about is because it generates money for those individuals in some way, shape, or form. It gives them a platform to be important.
So, infant mortality, that's when a baby is born
mm-hmm.
and dies within a year.
Correct.
So, SIDS, is it SIDS?
SIDS, it can be yeah. part of it. If it's before that 12 months.
Okay.
Can't contribute, yes. Or if the baby was killed by domestic violence, which happens.
Excuse me?
Well, yeah. Well, typically what will happen is the boyfriend will be babysitting the baby and the mama is out somewhere, but the boyfriend typically is not the father of the baby, and the baby starts crying or whatever, or can't shut the baby, or the baby won't be quiet, or can't shut the baby, whatever, and you have a situation where the person is not equipped to be taking care of a baby, but it's left in their care, and crazy stuff happens.
So,
But
now let me ask you this. Jeff,
it's a tragedy, but it happens.
But let me say this. But let me say ask you a question about this.
Yeah.
I see how men, you guys are in your 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s.
I'm 35.
Okay.
I'm 30 through.
Okay. So as you through these 30s,
uh-huh.
and as men, what is up with you guys not holding the door for people behind you? You guys not respecting other women? And I'm not saying you're you. Not doing this, not teaching young women how to respect other women. I said mentioned this yesterday. We have young men now who are busting a fag at 55.
Get out of here.
And we're in gold chains and
nothing wrong with gold chains.
Okay, I mean what I'm saying, but they're not real. Okay, yes. And so my question to you is, how can our young men become any better if we're not teaching them any better and they don't see any better? I notice that in the morning I get dressed and I take time to get dressed. I pay attention to details of what I put on. And we don't do that. Women don't do that anymore. And men don't treat women and young ladies respectfully as they should. And so now walking away from a baby, shaking a baby, it not being at one time we used to protect stuff. At one time the men were the protectors of our community, not the destroyers.
I mean, that's true, but as I just said, it's not unusual where the mother leaves the baby for the boyfriend to oversee while she's out doing whatever she's doing, and that boyfriend is not the father of that baby.
And my But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And the mother, that's what I'm saying. And sometime somehow we're going to have to autocorrect because this is not working.
Well, see, you have a cottage industry of baby having where you had that same mother that leaves the boyfriend that's not the father of that baby with the baby. Maybe the same thing happened when her mother went out and a boyfriend watched her
correct
for that time, because that's something I've seen over and over.
But my question is, cause, you know, I'm watching the Progressive commercial, mm-hmm. and you know, as we've gotten older, have you noticed that we have taken on the attributes of our parents?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you see yourself do? I'm serious. I mean, after you know, well, you'd be like, I swore down I was not going to be that way, and it's like, ooh.
Yeah. Trust me, every time I have a conversation with my son,
see,
I laugh and I say, wow.
So
that's the same conversation my father was having with me. I'm laughing.
Correct. So now. And my mother says the same thing, because I'll say to my mother, she's just like her mother. So if I'm like my mother and you're like your dad, you expect for your children to probably be like you. What happens to these people who don't have parents? What are they going to become like?
They
statistics.
Have nobody to be like.
Correct.
They are like what they see.
That's correct. And then now they are breeding. And now we're into the second or third generation of the breed. Do you understand? We get generational. This is the copy of a copy of a copy.
Yeah.
So right now in our community, and I'm talking about just Youngstown. I'm not even going to walk outside of the neighborhood. Do you see what's going on here? And the brain trust has diminished in capacity exponentially. Now, I want you to understand. Either we're going to fix it, we're going to do something about it, we're going to talk about it, or we're going to pack up and move, or we're going to be in old people prison.
I'm moving.
I don't know where to, but I intend to.
Not right now. Not right now.
So
somewhere
before we... Before
when I get to that point,
so infant
I'm
more,
moving.
But so listen to this. So... Yeah. We need to slow slow this process down. We really do, because we don't need to move. We just need to change it. We're young enough.
But everyone has to buy in, and no one is buying in.
But I think they will if we work on buying in. You got to have something to buy into. You got to have a vision to buy into. But something has to change. You cannot run your city. Did you see that list?
Yes, I saw that list. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Didn't you see that list?
Yeah, I saw the list. This is so crazy, because people see opportunity to get power, and they're going for it.
And do you understand? They will get power, and power, when you do not know how to wield power, will consume you and anybody in it. I live in the city.
Yeah.
I live downtown in the city.
Yeah.
My business, I got a granite tabletop that I can't pick up and pull out in my downtown in the city.
That's right.
And you can't ask companies to come into a place that is not stable. And that's instability.
It's total instability, which is why you have to ask the question.
You know, funny you mentioned that. It's a guy I was reading had built a container house, you know, out of old shipping containers and a part of the city, and he can't get contractors to come in and do work on the property, like putting up a fence. But even if they live within a few miles, they say, we can't come there. So you're right.
Well, that's one of the things that you have living in a big Midwest city. And
what other cities like this? Big Midwest city like this?
Almost any.
No.
You got no go zones. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean no go zones?
No go zones.
Well, they have no go. I'm talking
red
about
line.
Overall.
Red
I'm
line.
Talking about mine. I'm talking about I'm, that red. But see, this is not redlining, Bianchi.
No go zone. What does that mean?
We don't deliver to the city. So
well,
you can't get Grubhub.
Uh-huh.
You can hub all you grub. But if you don't holler, you will not get a grub on tonight. You will get a McDonald's delivered from your neighbor.
They won't.
They don't deliver. Grubhub, HubGrub, Link, Lyft It, DoorDash, Dash Door. You can call who you want to. You can call who you want to. You will not get a sub sandwich from no one. As a matter of fact, Jimmy John's got 5 minutes, and that 5 minutes goes nowhere.
Because of the crime?
Hold on, Bianca. No, just because of black. Just because of where you live.
Yeah, in many cities, there's so much crime in the certain areas that you have people won't go there, and even the police will tell you not to go there.
Right.
Many.
But not here.
Radicalized Muslim areas in America are no-go zones. Up in Michigan and several different Wisconsin.
But within the Holden Valley, we don't have any no-go zones like that, do we? I don't think so.
Yeah, you kind of do, because
where
you have the places, pockets on the north side and south side.
Really, where?
Where you had a lot of.
But I mean, it's diminished greatly now, hasn't it?
Well, that's because people
they're dead now.
Had to move. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. They died and they moved.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of baffled, and I want to stick on Youngstown for a minute. I really do, because I'm really confused. Look around where we live. Look at the infrastructure. Look at the cultural arts. Look at the parks. Look at the water. Look at the waterways. Look at all the infrastructure that is here. So please explain to me how you can live in the sweetest spot in the world and it become a commode.
Well, I guess our leaders, our political leaders, what type of vision do they have?
The question is, who's your political leaders? And do they have a vision?
Question is.
Well, even if they do have a vision, who's going to invest? People just don't lay money out on the curb.
Oh, we got money. That's not a problem either. No. We got money. At Youngstown State, show them we got money.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, if Youngstown State's buying up the whole city. There's a funding that's out called the Urban Revitalization Committee. And that committee has money, public and private, to invest in urban areas in America with the ability to fund ready-to-go projects. The thing about it is, in the black community, it's been a problem because the black community doesn't know how to get shovel-ready.
But I'm with you on that. I agree. That's black businesses don't know how to get shovel ready, nor do we have the money or the infrastructure for shovel ready. I agree. But my question to you is, do we have white companies shovel ready?
Yeah, you do. You have a few.
Okay. So if we have a few, wherever they are in the world, remember, we live in a global society.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, why are we not making any money from the white companies coming here? You get what I'm saying? It's not, black companies can't grow here. Black, white companies aren't coming here. Foreign companies don't look here. Explain to me what is wrong with the here.
Well, it depends on how capable the people are to support these things. You know, do you have sit-down restaurants in the black community?
I'm not talking about a black community. I'm talking about Youngstown. Youngstown is not a black community. Youngstown is a city. This is not black. This is not white. We have a majority of a black population right now, but right now we're not a black city. My question to you is, right now in Youngstown City, what in the world have we scared off the world so much with our politics and with our antics that they will not come here?
Name the antics.
You know, the antics are if you got to pay to play, and if you don't pay, you don't play.
Corruption in the unions. I'm not anti-union, but I'm anti some unions. And when your unions don't allow business to operate, that's why you have GM closing a plant that has its own free turnpike exit right off of its driveway.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, that's what's going on.
But Jeff, I'm watching a company. I was talking to a guy yesterday, day before yesterday, and he's from here. Born and raised in Hubbard, had a company in Boardman.
Yeah.
They just talked about them having this major plant move to Brookfield.
Right.
Does anybody understand that I said
Brookfield?
So they moving on up to the east side of Brookfield.
Maybe
which
it's
is about 10 to 12 miles outside.
So the problem that I see here, and we've had for over the last 20 years, we have regional movement, but we don't have outside influx. We need companies from the outside to come in. Just so you look at Youngstown, you look at TJ Maxx. And again, TJ Maxx comes to Lordstown. Why is which is outside of Youngstown. What, when did you hear, we still got a chill can sitting over here on the east side getting ready to freeze.
Is it open yet?
What's open?
He does something.
Yeah,
but
can the people sustain that with their money? Do they have that type of discretion?
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. Give us a call at 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
No, but is it open yet?
What open?
The can place.
Ain't nothing in the can. Listen, it's an empty can.
It looks nice driving by.
No, it don't.
Got the colors. You know,
no, it don't. That's just a sign.
Yeah. It looks good.
But can the people in the area sustain something like that? That many?
Pionki, the 49ers are out of here.
Well,
Atlanta's
baseball moved out of the city and moved to the outskirts.
Hear me what I'm saying, Pionki. Pionki, Youngstown got money. Youngstown got lots of money. Youngstown got money.
But what
I'm saying is Youngstown investors or Youngstown people?
Youngstown people and Youngstown investors. It all depends
on
which
part
of
your demographics. Your demographics has a medium income where it would allow them to do that type of discretionary spending.
What are you talking about? I mean, Pionki, when I say that, if you give us a job right now, I got to come back and talk about it. We can't get people to go to work. We pay people to stay home here. Just like you pay farmers not to farm.
Well, that there
you
is
pay
a,
people not to work here.
Yeah, but if they're being paid to stay home, they don't have enough money being paid to stay home to spend that kind of money. I said if they're being paid to stay home, well,
right,
they're not making enough money being paid to stay home to go out and support all those type of businesses.
But they can live. But they can live the life that they choose to live because we don't show them anything else. This is a bad example of how to suppress a whole nation. Let me use Youngstown as a pilot program.
Okay, so the one that ain't, you want to get rid of.
You got to understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah,
we have a city that is completely enslaved.
Well, I'll tell you what, people are moving over to Texas and being snatched off the street to put to work.
Well, we're back. I know I'm running fast today. They tell me I'm not allowed to drink any more caffeine, no more coffee today. I don't know why. But this is what happens. And so I'm not upset. I'm just a little passionate, a little bit overwhelmed by what I'm seeing, where things are here locally in the Mahoning Valley and Youngstown. And I'm speaking about Youngstown because Youngstown is the county seat. Youngstown is the heartbeat. Youngstown has everything that it needs to thrive and to grow. My question is, why will it not grow? It's like a bad oak tree.
It's like a bad anything. It's like a ground that is saturated with salt because of the corruption. We still have people going up for charges downtown now. Even though they're great developers and they did
great things.
Yeah, they're doing some big things, but at the same time, it's a mess.
But Jeff, I'm just saying, look at our young people. Look at what we have here. Look at the opportunities. And my biggest problem is I don't have the money to seed here. If I had money to seed here,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God! But this it goes back to what I talked about with East High School and the mindset here. Even those of us who have the resources do not cultivate our resources for good work. And when I say that, why would I allow a school district to spend crazy amount of money to change a panther into a bear? And
school
not
mascot.
The mascot. And not take my children's education and make sure that I had allocation of thousands of dollars for their education and for their internment. Why am I here? And I go into this school and the kids have nothing to see. So they didn't introduce the people that were there. The kids didn't care. The disconnect is just amazing. Everybody in the gym during this, the parents weren't there. the kids had their cell phones and they were all sitting in the stands, just they talking and like big deal. And I'm like, who gets to do this? You know, and I thought because I was at church
that's what all the kids do.
But why we allow it? And I mean, maybe I'm wrong because I can't speak. I don't have children.
All the adults do that too.
That is true.
You know,
that is true. I mean, I'm just saying, are we going to get better? Seriously.
Yeah.
Jeff, I'm serious. We are in slavery.
You are in limbo slavery.
We're in slavery, and we're on auction block, and we're getting sold, and we're losing.
Better yet, you're on Gilligan's Island. And every time that something happens, so you can get off the island and get some supplies in and help and live. Gilligan always does something stupid, and you stay.
Wait a second. Who is Gilligan?
Gilligan.
Oh yeah, Jeff. Who is Gilligan?
Yeah.
Politicians in Mahoney.
No, who's Gilligan?
Who is Gilligan?
The politician.
Who's
Gilligan? Where'd the name come from?
Who is Gilligan?
Oh, I don't know where.
Who's Gilligan?
Yeah.
Gilligan? Who?
Who's Gilligan in Youngstown?
I said.
Who's Gilligan, period?
The politicians that refuse to do things that we need to be done.
Okay, but my question to
you have a development team going out across the nation?
I just Googled Gilligan. Oh, that's a sitcom that came on in the 70s.
Yeah.
About a guy who was shipwrecked on an island.
You never saw that?
No.
Get out of here.
No.
Oh, everybody saw that.
Everybody saw Gilligan's Island.
I'm not old enough to know what Gilligan's Island is.
Please.
I am not. I'm not old enough to know
please.
About Gilligan.
Please.
Well,
I saw it on YouTube.
That's right. I saw it on YouTube. So Gilligan who?
Gilligan from Gilligan's Island always did something stupid
to mess
and stopped up them getting rescued off the island.
So question is, when do we get to shoot Gilligan?
You better shoot Gilligan now before the fall election.
Are you sort of want a coup? Is that what's going on? You're talking about shooting somebody. What's that about?
You better get to the skipper and tell the skipper and say, Skipper, listen, we cannot let Gilligan ruin our chances again.
Getting off the island.
Uh-huh. So tie Gilligan up. Put the professor in charge, and let's get off the island.
I think we ought to put Marianne in charge.
Whatever. Put Marianne, or you can put the other one, too.
So, you know what? That was a good show.
But the question now, who is Gilligan? That's the question.
That was good.
Who was Gilligan?
No, I'm not mentioning Gilligan's name.
We got
lots of Gilligans.
Name, too.
Speaking of which, who's going to be the new Democrat chair of the Democrat Party?
I say it's going to be a woman.
I say, I keep hearing Bob Hagan.
Oh, my God.
I hear Bob Hagan.
So now, why did the former chairman step down?
He said because he could no longer criticize the commander-in-chief while his son was in Special Forces. So you've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. It's been a great day. Maybe I'll come down by tomorrow.
Shut the front door.
Maybe I'll come down by tomorrow. Maybe I won't. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. When you need some new windows, call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you and have a good day.
Oh, my God.
No. I think maybe it was 550.
Thanks, Josh.
Huh?
550 maybe.
What do you mean?
550.
What's that number?
The number of people at the Lincoln dinner.
Oh, 600. Didn't we have six?